dads, two moms who want to go back and apologize to their parents. A podcast for the modern parent. It's Parenthood by Fire.
It's another episode of Parenthood by Fire. My name is Mike with a lovely...
I'm Jennifer.
Pedro.
Lainey.
That's right. We got to get my voice off the intro, by the way. Just want to make that very clear.
We can do additional.
Well, that would be great. Or we can pay a Mr. Voice to actually do it professionally. I like that idea a lot.
I think we should get some sponsors.
People are probably tired of hearing me, quite frankly. I mean...
I'm good at voices. I could do it in different languages.
You should. You should do one of your impressions, like Father O'Malley, the Irish priest.
Oh, sure.
Can you do Father O'Malley real quick?
Sure, Father O'Malley. Yeah. It's four parents who want to go back and apologize to their children and God and everybody else who they are.
Exactly.
They need to take communion and then go to confession. That's what they need to do.
And the body and blood.
Sure.
Hey, well, welcome to another episode. We're all together, getting all pumped up here, excited about this week's topic. And I got a special feature starting this week. In fact, it is parenting magic. No fun voices there, by the way. I'm sorry, and no fun liner. But the point of parenting magic, Jennifer, you want to kind of fill people in on this new feature?
Yes, I think every now and then, us as parents, we have something that happens all of a sudden that we just kind of pull out of nowhere that actually works with our kids, whether it's a way that we're working on their behavior or how we've distracted them or whatever. But all of a sudden, like, that light bulb will go on and we'll try something new and it'll work and we will feel like geniuses. So I wanted to be able to bring it to the show and share that with everyone. And then hopefully down the road, you guys will be able to share your parenting magic with us. Oh. There we go.
There's just some... pulling the one out that we did.
All right. There's
it's not that great.
Parenting magic. So that's the goal behind parenting magic, to share our magical moments that actually worked with our kids and brag about it.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we're teasing that. So that'll come later in the show, by the way. But Pedro, well, before we jump to this week's topic, anything fun or exciting happened past week with the kids?
I had something that happened this past week with the kids.
What did Rocky do? Or no, was it Dan, your husband?
No, it was Rocky.
Oh, it was Rocky. All right.
I don't know if I would categorize it either as fun or exciting, but embarrassing a little. I don't know.
All right.
It's going to be a good story then.
It is. So Rocky got in trouble at school this week. And like trouble enough where mom and dad got a 2-page note from the
teacher. Okay, just a minute. Now remind us, please. How old is Rocky?
A 2.5.
A 2.5-year-old
got a page for each year
was sent home because of his misdeeds at school.
Yes.
Do go on.
What, okay. Did he expose himself to kids at school?
No,
or?
He did not. Okay. No, he
not
was,
him.
He was being a typical 2.5-year-old, and he was not listening. He was just not listening when his friend didn't want him in.
You're being extremely diplomatic. Let's get to the meat.
So he was picking on another kid.
Bingo.
There we go.
But unprovoked or what?
No, it was unprovoked. He wanted the toy that she had, and that was probably, you know, he didn't want to wait for her to be done with it. And so he bugged her and bugged her until he wouldn't go away, and so she bit him, and then he pushed her and got the toy.
And all the children gathered around in a circle and said,
Fight. I hope not. Okay. Gosh, we'll need to switch.
No, wait. He bit her or she bit him?
She bit him.
So she was ticked off that he took the toy.
Oh, yeah.
And then she went ahead and took a chunk out of his arm, leg, whatever.
Yeah, and in our note, we had suggestions on punishment. We had all sorts of stuff.
So, okay, wait a minute now.
Let's rewind the folks that listen to the show. Jennifer here was a director of a daycare for many years. So this is you've got a little bit more insider.
Inside. I do. Yeah. One of my questions was going to be my question would be, how did they handle it there? Because for a 2-year-old to have consequences that far away from when the action took place and have a consequence at home when it has nothing to do with really what happened at school is a little bit, I think, at the very least, confusing for them.
So his immediate thing was to be separated from the group. That's pretty much their go-to scenario. The worst thing that can happen to a child there is that they have to sit with the director.
Oh, like go to the director's office, go to the principal's office kind of thing.
We have all sorts of stuff that we do at home, you know, time out and all sorts of stuff. And none of that stuff can happen there. That's not part of their policy. Right. And so... there was not much done other than removing him from the situation and talking to him about what was not appropriate about what he did. And then some of the suggestions were continued talking about, you know, that listening and behavior and things like that.
Because that's what a 2-year-old.
Yeah, a 2-year-old's going to really take that.
Yeah.
I disagree.
So
he's not even going to remember what happened at that point when it's that far removed. Now, one thing that maybe I would have done in that same situation is had him practice empathy and care. So if his friend needed ice or a wet paper towel or something like that, that it was his job to then go and get that thing and go and say, you know, are you okay? I'm sorry I pushed you, you know, and like do that type of situation.
Well, that makes me feel better because the next day, because they won't disclose, they won't disclose who,
yeah,
you know.
But you always know.
Yeah, you know.
And, you know who it is.
He's really smart and very vocal. So he told me exactly what happened and I happened to see that she got a note too. So, you know,
to which you did a little mini celebration dance, right?
Yes. And so, which I was happy about, but that was my scenario that happened. He had to go back the next day and, I didn't care who it was, even though I knew who it was. Mm-hmm. And he had to actually apologize to the class for being disruptive. Mm. And I did, I made him do that. And
I feel like this is, I feel like this is what, if you have a puppy, for example, let's correlate parenthood to puppyhood.
Yeah.
You have a puppy.
It's just the same.
Yeah, well, pretty much. And the puppy makes pee-pee. Or peeps.
I can't train my child, though.
No, I know, but check this out. Okay. If the puppy makes peeps or pee-pee on
I thought peeps was the penis.
It is the penis. All right, okay. I'm sorry. Thanks for calling me out on that, paramedic.
Make it soon.
The puppy makes pee-pee on the floor, okay? You can't discipline the puppy 3 hours later. Or an hour later, or have the puppy is not going to remember why he's being disciplined unless it's immediate, like attention to the matter and doing it. And I'm not saying our children are like animals, which mine kind of is. So I don't know, that kind of relates. But what I'm saying is that you have to use that same methodology. Oh, yeah. You can't bring him into school the next day and have to apologize. Not at age 2. Goose, for example, she's almost 7.
Yeah.
That's okay.
See, he knew what he had done. When we were talking about listening and how what it was, he knew exactly what he did and what was wrong about it. Mm-hmm. So it made me feel like he had the understanding of what he did, and he knew he needed to apologize, and he hadn't done that the day before. So I felt like that was a big missing. And then I had a long talk with that teacher.
You did.
I did. Ooh.
Did you give her a
did you talk to her about?
I talked to her about what they weren't doing at school.
What weren't they doing
just
at school?
Not they don't have any other structure other than. Than having him walk away. I'm like, you have to have something that's more than that. That's not working. He's an active child. You have an active classroom. I mean, if he has to hold your hand, he doesn't get to roam around and choose what he gets to do, you know? I mean, you have to have something else. It just can't be walk away.
Yeah, walk away. Walk away. It's okay.
Yeah.
You'll forget about it.
Yeah. I mean, they've been wonderful for everything else. It's just... I think he's really being challenged at this age. And then they're all mixed in because there's not enough senses to keep them in a 2-year-old classroom.
Has the boy switch gone on yet? Yeah. Everybody who has a boy at that age knows exactly what I'm talking about. That transition from sweet little cuddly little Rocky to like devil child.
Oh, yeah. That happened.
All right.
Well, he's not.
I'm being extreme.
He's not a devil child, but.
No, he's like not.
He's precious when he's.
Not precious, no.
Not precious.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's your word.
Yeah.
Devil child. I think my 18-month-old is used to a devil child.
He's active. He's just really active.
Well, yeah, every kid's active. You ever see how much energy that kids have?
Mo, man.
Oh, yeah, Mo.
Oh, Mo's a great. I saw that little kid.
Oh, he's awesome. He's a very loving and caring kid. Actually, he got a caring award from school the other week.
Aww.
Yeah,
he had to be proud.
Yeah, no, I am. He's such a nice little boy. There was a teacher that fell, and he was right there, and he ran over, and he's like, I'll stay with you until somebody comes over and helps you.
It's like his daddy, like a paramedic.
Totally, yeah, no, that's very sweet.
He's very caring. And we were out with some friends today, and his friend fell into the dirt, and he like walked over, and he's like, you're okay, buddy. You get up, and he's like, was dusting off his pants, and he's like, you got to be a strong, tough guy like me. And he flexes the muscles. I'm like you're a sweet kid, Mo.
His dad does the same thing.
Drives me crazy. Yeah, I flexes flex his muscles. Time.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. When he came in here, he was actually did a little.
Yeah, I check my watch. I'm like, what time is
Which
it?
Which time is it?
I know where the weight room is.
Oh, where's the gym? you have this week's topic, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's a topic that I've recently been dealing with or dealt with. Traveling with kids. It's so much fun. We in the beginning of October, we went to Disneyland for a week. and we drove. And we live in Northern California. We drove the I-5
now,
route.
Yeah, for those folks that aren't in California, okay, and they go, oh, you live in California. You must go to Disneyland all the time.
Every week.
Yep, all the time.
Every day.
It's like 400 miles or 380 miles or something like that.
Yeah, like 400-something miles. Yeah. I think it's because we took the, we rented a minivan, which was a smart idea because we have a little four-door RAV4 and it's small, but we rented a minivan, which meant we had a lot more room for our junk that we filled up with more junk after we got back from Disneyland. But the drive down, awesome. Kids woke up at 5:15 in the morning, drove down. It was okay, but the drive back was 10 and a half hours. Normally the drive takes about 6. It was 10 and a half hours of sheer unadulterated hell.
Why so long?
What happened?
Well, okay. So
he's already out of breath.
So talk about polar opposites. I have two boys, Mo and Otis, and Otis is 18 months, and he is not the best traveler in the world. He doesn't like sitting in his car seat. He doesn't like being in the car for long periods of time. He fusses, and right now he has this mama thing going on, and every time he sees Joanna, he's like, mama, 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 and it's just incessant, and the whole time, the whole ride down there, whenever you get tired or fussy, he would just, mama, 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 mama. I was like, please, please be quiet. And we gave him his pacifier, and that only worked for a little bit of time, and he just wanted to get up and wanted to move around and wanted to jump around, and so we ended up stopping one time for an hour and a half going to a park, and then we went to
Lewis.
Exactly.
Mom.
It's what it sounds like. That is exactly it.
Mommy.
Only he doesn't have a football-shaped head.
That's true. Continue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ma.
Oh, God. It's just, it's just getting into my brain.
Mom.
I'm just sitting behind the wheel going,
Mom.
Shut him
Mom.
Up. Just shut him
Mommy.
Up.
Mommy.
Just Mama. Put something in his mouth
Mama.
And shut him up.
Mama.
What?
I'm sorry. Continue with your story. I wasn't bored by it, actually.
Anyways, no, it's just, that's what it was, the whole ride home. And then it was fussy, and he wouldn't sleep in the car, and he only slept for 40 minutes. And then,
what did you have for entertainment?
He slept for 40 minutes in 10 and a half hours.
In a 10 and a half hour drive, he slept for 40
minutes.
That's
rough. That is rough.
Well, he likes to sleep on his side or in his stomach, and he moves a lot. And so he's stuck in a car seat, and about 40 minutes in, he tries to turn, and he goes, the hell? And then he just wakes up. He's like, Mama! Yeah, and so it was horrible. That's probably the longest trip we've done with the two boys. We've done the other trips.
Your in-laws and your parents, for that matter, they live in the Bay Area, which is about, from where we record the show and where we live here, it's about, 2 hours, 2.5, 3 hours?
They live in the...
So those jaunts are okay, right? I mean, they're not that bad.
More or less, yeah. We could usually get away with that. We did borrow dual DVD players.
Nice.
Oh, brilliant. Attached,
and they could either play the same movie together or separate movies.
Ooh.
And with the nice the 4-year range between Mo and Otis, sometimes Otis wants to watch Baby Einstein, and sometimes Mo's like, this is for babies. I don't like baby stuff. And so we watched like Cars or whatever else there. So
we're going in a couple weeks, and so I am borrowing a DVD.
I got to tell you, man, before you borrow a DVD player, just hear me out on this. Just for all those parents that are thinking of solutions, okay, they can borrow a DVD player or have something professionally installed. I bought online through Amazon. I bought one of these things that attaches to the back of the headrest. Mm-hmm. So the driver's side headrest, and it has kind of a pole that comes out, and then a complete mount where you can mount your iPad. And so I mounted the iPad between the two seats, between the driver's seat and the passenger seat. And then, you know, we have an auxiliary plug on the radio. So, you know, plugged it in so that you've got sound on the radio. And so I loaded that thing with just tons of movies. So no fussing with DVDs or anything like that. I bought one of these little apps. And if anybody's interested, you can contact me through the website. I'm happy to tell you the app I downloaded, where I bought all this stuff. But the reality is, I think for maybe $40, I was completely outfitted with this thing. And it has been a godsend to me. It really has been, because it just gives them like almost unlimited entertainment options as we're driving. I mean, shoot, we can stream Netflix on it as we're driving.
Quick question on that, though. You said that you had to plug it into the car sound system. Does that mean you and your wife have to listen to whatever they're doing?
Hey, it's life's about sacrifice.
That's true. It's compromise.
You can get those headphone splitters, right? You plug in the little headphone jacket and you give them
headphones. You absolutely could give them headphones. We opted not to do that, but you're right. You could do that pretty easily.
But you couldn't listen to something different.
No, but I mean, with the case that Pedro was just saying, we could have plugged two sets of headphones into the iPad and just given them headphones.
And then you would have been able to talk
or you could
quiet.
Do what I do normally is put my headphones in when I drive, put the kids' music on in the back, and I only have one headphone.
I thought I was the only one that did that. I do the same thing. I plug one ear.
Yep. Yeah. That's what
I
do too.
I put on a podcast. I listen to Parenthood by Fire on repeat. Whatever.
Yeah.
And I'll go 10 hours like that.
Yeah. No, I thought I was going to be able to do that, but then it turns out my wife likes to talk a lot. Oh, so God. Even when the kids were entertained, we have to talk. That's right. What are we going to talk about? Oh,
what do you talk about when you're not talking about your kids? What do you talk about? So when I go to dinner with my wife, it's like, so how's work?
No, we talk about all kinds of stuff. We talk about, I don't really like talking to her all that much. No, I do. I love you, Joanna.
I love you, honey.
Yeah, exactly. But no, that was the recent horror story I had with children. And I know this is going to come out when everybody's traveling for the holidays. Like, the holidays are around the corner. I always start Christmas trees when picking up Halloween decorations and stuff.
Hey, man, what was it? The local Target here in town had Christmas decorations in August, I think, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
So I know that there's some people that travel, like Joanna and I are going to travel just 2 hours probably to San Jose in the Bay Area for the holidays, and that's not that bad, but some of people I know that, Lainey, you guys have traveled to Chicago with Rocky.
Yeah, we have. We plan to do the same trip you just did in a couple weeks, although we're leaving him with grandparents for New York, so
we don't know. Lucky you. Hey, Ray. Have fun, jerk.
Didn't you just get back from Europe with your wife alone?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Just checking like that one. A week and a half?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going for like 4 days.
It's deep in here, it's deep.
Good for you, Lainey.
Yeah.
Well, so
I do that trip down south quite a bit, actually.
Because
grandma and grandpa live down south. So I do that trip often, and I'll tell you, without a DVD player or without movies, I don't know how our parents did it. Like, we had games. I remember games. Like,
Benadryl. Yeah.
And we had a drill.
Night night juice.
They drove at night. I remember
driving early. Yeah. I remember that. And like, at 4 a.m. or.
Mm-hmm. I remember a lot of sleeping. I remember being bored. There was a game my dad and I used to play. It was the alphabet game. And so you had to find.
Everybody played that game.
Yeah. You had to find the word that started with the alphabet.
Started with the letter that you're looking for. And could you use license plates and street signs?
No,
or?
No, we could only use signs.
Wow.
No license plate. Because there's no words on license plates.
Well, I mean, I meant license plate frames.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. That's
there's letters. I mean.
Yeah, but anyways. So, okay, yeah. that was a game we play. And then after about 25 minutes of that, it was like, all right, well, we can't find a cue, so let's fall asleep. That was it. I remember bringing coloring books. We did a road trip to Oregon. We brought a coloring book. I remember I had a tracing book. Yeah, Mo doesn't have. It's like, well, actually, we did buy. Their special surprise was those doodle pads, the magnetic ones. That held their interest for about 4.5 minutes.
Oh, fantastic!
Because once they realized there was
until you got
apps
to the end of
it,
the street.
Yeah, there was no apps on it.
When they turned to swipe it, they're like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah. Otis was like, mama, mama,
mama, mama."
So I was just wondering, because you know, part of this whole podcast is commiseration. Like, what was some of your horror stories with traveling or taking your children someplace? Or
I felt like I was. We traveled to Chicago with Rocky when he was 11 months old, and so
in the winter, right?
Crazy.
In the winter.
Was it the winter? No, it was April. It was.
That's winter still.
It's cold back there, but
yeah,
wasn't snow on the ground quite.
So it was like 32 instead of 22.
It's pretty cold some mornings. We still had the winter coats went out there. Everything thick went out there, but it was very interesting because on the last bit of the flight, we did a 2.5 hour to Denver, then a 2.5 hour to Chicago. And on the last bit of the flight, he had had enough. He was screaming. And so I had, you guys all the different like Uro kind of things, you know, Eddie Bauer or whatever you've got on the strap on.
I got strap on.
Oh, no, wait, the kids.
For the baby. Sorry, what?
The baby carriers. Baby carriers.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a,
wow.
Okay.
The guys went somewhere different with
that. What? I was talking about fanny packs. I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about too.
Right. So I literally stood in the back of the plane, rocking and jumping, and there was this. We did Southwest.
Can you do that again, real quick?
So
I'm just wondering, in the plane, what people thought when you're
actually they were commending the flight attendant for trying to help Rocky with, you know, just laughing and trying to get him out of the mood. So it was actually really cool.
I'm going to tell you, the first time I took Goose on an airplane, it was an interesting experience. She was pretty young. I want to say definitely under two. I want to say maybe under one, around that age. And I remember I was sitting in the center seat, and we had her on our lap at this point. I think we had a car seat. Beside the point here, I think Goose was to one side of me, and then the other side, there was a lady there, and she was texting, and I looked over, and I read her her text, and it said, going to be a long flight, little kid in my row.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm like, did you want to just strangle her there?
Yeah,
just
I did. I wanted to strangle her with that.
Well, now you don't have to worry about your sleep the rest of your life. No.
But she got her first set of wings. Southwest gave her a little set of wings. It was nice. Cute. But
did she behave?
And she did. She behaved great.
Good
the lady
news.
And the lady did say, and she didn't see that I saw her text, but she said at the end, wow, she's so well behaved. And she was so good. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Of course she was.
Of course.
We've done a little bit of traveling, mostly to Southern California, like flight-wise. Mm-hmm. You know, and in the beginning, those trips that I took usually just had one of my kids with me, just spend special time, go and visit some friends down there. So it was actually kind of enjoyable because it's just, you know, one-on-one, you with one kid. So I've done that with both of my children. That's pretty enjoyable. Last year, though, we went to Hawaii with my in-laws, and that was the biggest, like, longest trip that we've done. And so the biggest part for that was prepping Dewey. You know, I've kind of already said he's my really active one, the one that really needs to anticipate whatever is going to be coming next, needs to have a plan. So when there was, you know, engine trouble before we took off coming home, we had to deplane.
Engine trouble.
Yeah, there was some problem. I'm glad they figured out while we were still on the tarmac, but, you know, had to go back, had to deplane, had to hang out there for a while. So it's kind of prepping him for those things that were happening, making sure that he got enough energy out. And then that kid, I swear to God, has the bladder of a pea because he literally had to urinate 5 or 6 times on the course of that flight. And so I was just up and down constantly with him.
Shouldn't give him so much beer.
Seriously.
Let's just break the seal. It's gone.
It's just done. So to the point where, you know, he would go back there and the flight attendants would greet him by name. So the best part about it is that they didn't tell him that his name was Dewey. He told them his name was Ralph. So there is a whole Hawaiian flight crew that thinks my child's name is Ralph. And I don't know where that came from. So that was kind of the funniest part of traveling with them. Yeah, but it was the up and down and the making sure that he was fed enough. So we always are traveling with food. And so making sure that I had enough food on those flights to keep him happy and content. And that's probably why he had to go to the bathroom so much.
Different airports have different rules about food because when we were flying with Rocky, they actually took some of the food that we had in our bag.
Did it look
through TSA?
Yeah, TSA did. Okay. And
they were hungry. They were like,
it must have been right.
That smashed banana looks quite tasty.
But your breast milk looks delicious.
I was just surprised because we read all the material ahead of time and only brought what we were supposed to.
What kind of stuff did they take?
Applesauce.
Yep. I've had applesauce.
They took. What else did they take? We had peaches and pears that were taken too. It was
with
all fruit,
like that had like the liquid
juice in it.
But
it said it was on the okay list. We actually called.
But it's okay in its solid form. If it's with juice, it's the juice that wasn't okay.
Oh, it has to be Jell-O.
Yeah, it's not
the Jell-O one.
This coming from the guy that goes through a lot of airport security things, and I see that stuff confiscated all the time. It's the gel or the juice or the.
Do you think they have a party with all that stuff at the end? They're like, "This is like, we got a pear and peach party down in the lobby. Let's get
what's wrong
crazy.
With the applesauce
with everyone.
They just open it up, right? Spraying it.
Yeah! Got out of the stuff. Oh my goodness, terrible. I don't understand. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, no, that's goofy. We've had to fly with Mo before when he was younger, and he's
Mom.
Yeah, he's a really good flyer.
Mom.
And he's a really good
Mommy.
Traveler.
Mommy.
And he's going to strangle someone. Sorry. flashback. I was going to yeah, he's a really good traveler, and he makes friends and stuff everywhere, and he flew all the way to Hawaii at like 18 months and he had no problem. Well, and I remember though we had to have they opened up all the bottles and stuff we brought, or the
juice liquor
cup,
bottles,
the juice cup.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
The juice cup we brought with us to for him. Then they had to like dip the little thing in there, or they had to wave it over the top to make. And then, I don't think they dipped it in there, but they waved it over the top to make sure there was no explosives in there. Like, yeah,
it's not gasoline that you're bringing.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I just for the most part, what really is tough is honestly the sleeping, like our travel schedule. Like Mo's okay because he's older and he can kind of, but Otis was just gone. It was like one day he had no nap, and the next day he had like a 3.5 hour nap, and one morning he was up at 5:15 and he didn't eat. I thought he was on a hunger strike. I thought he was like, this is BS. I'm not doing this. I don't care if I see Mickey. I don't care if Mickey feeds me breakfast. I'm not eating at all. And like he was all screwed up and jacked up, and I mean we came home on a Friday night, and I think he slept in until Sunday morning. So
he just took the whole day as a break.
So that's probably the worst thing about the traveling is just the, and he doesn't like to sleep. He likes to sleep by himself, and if you don't, he kicks you and beats you up and smacks you in the face and stuff. So
interesting. We want to know your horror story, your worst travel horror story. What is it? We'll make a post here on Facebook, and if you want to comment on your travel horror story, we want to hear about it. Facebook.com/ Parenthood by Fire. Sorry, go ahead.
No, my bad. Sorry. If you want to tweet us at Parent Fire on Twitter, you can do that too, and we'll make sure that gets up on the Facebook.
You're still distracted by the whole mommy thing, right?
Yes.
Of course, you can interact with the show anytime, as I point out here. Go to facebook.com/ Parenthood by Fire and leave us a comment. If you've got an idea for the show, you can also throw it there. My name is Mike. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll check you out next week. Later.